This is Oxford Circus.
Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan thinks pedestrianising a stretch of London's busiest shopping street will turn it into a world-class destination. Visitor numbers could rise by up to 50%, but councillors say security measures need to be taken into account. It's thought bollards could be installed to stop vehicles targeting pedestrians. Security expert Dom Sidwell explains how they work.
So the main purpose is to create a physical barrier between the vehicles and people, reducing the risk that a car or truck could be used as a weapon. So the most common types are bollards and concrete blocks, but they're not always seen as very aesthetic, very grey, very bland. So recently, designers have tried to balance this high level of security with how the space actually looks. So they've started using decorative bollards or reinforced planters and flower beds or even benches. These still provide really high levels of security, but look so much better in the environment.
Neil Johns works specifically on reducing the threat of vehicles used as weapons. He says the bollards not only prevent attacks, but also help stop crashes.
This site is designated that a terrorist might attack it. But the amount of actual random accidental cars going through windows and cars mounting curbs, there's like a million times more of that than there is of the real Terror World, which is what it's designed for.
Some shoppers on Oxford Street are more worried about security than others.
Yeah, I am worried. There's going to be more people, which makes it more vulnerable in the first place. It's not just a vehicle. You know, all kinds of things have happened in Oxford Street.
A security risk? I don't think it will be, because obviously no cars can get in.
There's always worries with these big hubs, but I think we have to be able to do things and not live with that fear.
Plans are being drawn up and work could start this summer. It should all be done by the end of 2027.